I'm your host, Daryl Fisher. Joining me on the program today, we have Alex Carey of Alex Carey Films. And first of all, Alex, I do want to thank you very much for taking this time talking with us today.
Thanks for having me, Daryl. I appreciate it.
And Alex, one of the things you've been working on here, a project called The Road to Recovery. This is a documentary film you've been doing that focuses on people who are struggling with addiction, right?
Yes, exactly. The film focuses more on drug addiction than other substances, but it covers all forms of addiction.
How did you get involved working with this project?
So the Iowa County Substance Misuse Prevention Committee actually reached out to me and asked if I would film a few interviews. They usually, every year, trying to have a kind of a conference where people in recovery will come and speak. And because of COVID, they couldn't do that. So they thought the next best thing would be to film the interviews and just kind of put them out there for anybody that was interested. That's where we started. And then I immediately got wrapped up in these stories of these six individuals. And I went back to the team and was like, I don't think we can stop with just an interview. And essentially, they were looking for six short videos. I just asked them if I could play around a little bit and give them a little sample of if we were to create more of a documentary feel. They loved it. I loved it. And it sort of just took off in that unpredicted direction.
So with the work that you did with these six individuals, again, who are struggling with addiction and getting a chance to kind of talk to them and open up, what was one of the more eye-opening experiences you had in conducting those interviews and kind of maybe looking into the lives of those who are featured in this documentary?
This project threw me for a loop. I went into it with little knowledge of addiction. I mean, everybody knows somebody struggling with some form of addiction, so I wasn't oblivious to the fact, but I was drawn in by the similarities in these stories and how alone each of these individuals have felt. Basically, how hard their day-to-day struggle is in the battles that they fight every single day because of how strong addiction grabs on and holds tight and really never leaves. I found it throughout this whole process, the most frustrating part for me was that I'm coming out of it after all these interviews, meeting all these people, doing my own research. I still feel like I don't know how to help somebody who is currently struggling with addiction and doesn't want to get better. But what I did find is that once they make the decision themselves to start down the road to recovery, they start off on this path with all of their previous bridges burned. They've hurt people on their journey of addiction, that now that they've chosen to recover, they have pretty much nobody left in their corner. And they all feel so alone and so depressed and little knowledge of kind of where to turn. So when you hear them talking about this and you hear each one of these stories, they all have a turning point where it feels like someone stepped in for them and got behind them and in their corner. And that's what helped them to kind of begin their journey and then to stay on their journey. So it's this feeling of being frustrated that society tells us just push them aside, you know, don't bother with them. They're just an addict, or the mentality of just stop using, you know, why don't you just stop? You don't have to use, like, get better. And it's like, once your brain's been rewired, you can't do that. For me, it was a learning process of, oh man, this is just so far out of your control. And I mean, we put so much blame on them, on a recovering addict, that I felt this connection with these people who were hurting for some form of support. I just found myself feeling so compassionate towards these people and wanting to help them and wanting to support them because they need that love and support when there's pretty much nobody left behind them.
Alex Carey, again, our guest today on the program as we talk about The Road to Recovery, a documentary that you've been working on and is getting ready to be released here at the start of May. For those people who do want to learn more about this project, seeing the full documentary when it's ready to be released, where can people get information or learn more about this project?
We are kind of working on making sure that the right audiences see it first. Our target audience is going to be getting it into the schools and making sure that it kind of serves as a preventative measure for younger individuals to make sure that they recognize these paths that they could potentially fall down and be prepared to prevent a similar outcome. And then we've also are trying to get it in front of as many medical professionals as we can. A lot of these people are patients in the area, and the substance abuse that we talk about stems from prescription pain medicine, opioids. We want to make sure that the medical professionals have a really good understanding of what these patients are going through. And we think the other trick of it is having it be a local documentary and local individuals, that at least in our area, we can have a really big effect, as people will be able to relate to them more easily and know real people that have gone through this struggle. These six individuals all come from different backgrounds, and that was something that was important when the team chose who to interview. We have one participant who was put on pain medicine for having his wisdom teeth removed, had no idea about the risks of taking this pain medicine, and became addicted those first few pills. A woman who has gone through immense levels of trauma in her past. I mean, you're left feeling like, well, no wonder you turned to something to help you cope, because that's tremendous. She is the most emotionally strong individual I've ever met. I mean, she's incredible. We have a guy who his mom had him when he was 13 years old, and he smoked weed at age 8 and was shooting heroin by age 12. We have another kid that was honor roll student in all the sports, things like that. Like another guy who's older, and he was prescribed pain medication later in life, and that's where his journey started. So we kind of tried to incorporate a wide range for people to attach themselves to. It's not only for somebody who might be recovering and need to see that motivation. It's for people who know people in recovery. I know I've lost friends because of an addiction, and it's caused me to reach out to them and be like, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you when you really needed us. And then it also is for younger individuals. We can be like, look, this is what can happen. This is a real issue. And you need to know, like, these are the consequences. And yeah, we say don't do drugs. But like, a lot of this, again, stems from a prescription from a doctor. And they didn't understand that addiction was a risk. So we really want to make this multi-purpose and reach a wide variety of people. It's really kind of for everybody to see.
And Alex, just the way that this project, from where it began with being maybe a handful of interviews to now folding into this full-length documentary and really giving a much more in-depth look in it, it's fantastic to hear that the work you've been able to do, getting their story out and explaining to people there's more to addiction than what we just see on the surface. So thank you so much for sharing some information and putting together this documentary that hopefully a lot of people in the area will take an opportunity to see when available.
Yes, we will be posting on Facebook and social media. And then once the release is set, we'll go ahead and make sure the link kind of gets spread across the area. So just keep an eye out for it.
Again, our guest today, Alex Carey, working behind the film, The Road to Recovery, working with the Iowa County Substance Use Prevention Committee and putting this together, a full-length documentary looking at the story of six individuals and their struggles with addiction. And I'm Daryl Fisher.